Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Could we tune the something? Or is it okay? It looks like it's too loud. Amen. God will fight your battles. Amen. Janita. It is cool. This school that you have gone through is, you know, any battles, you know. Hey. May the Lord fight your battles. Hey. May the Lord fight your battles for you. Now, I be at the point, I was wondering whether you are coming to sing the three versions. And the three cry, now you don't speak three cry again. Hey, Janita, you see on TV. What do you call trans here? Hey, the day you finish this, if Antiman school, yeah, we won't have peace in Ghana. Right, my battles. You, mommy, have you gone to school before? Do you know barrels? Lift up your hands and let's pray. Oh, Genta, come back and help me. Lift up your hands and pray that God will help you. God will anoint you this morning. There is only one name. Lift up your hands and sing again.
There is only one name with power to save. With power to save.
Lift up your hands and sing it. There is only one name. There is only one name. Only one name.
There is only one name.
Let's sing it again. There is just one name. Sing it.
There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save. With power to save.
Our God is champion. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for causing us to see a day like this. Holy Spirit, we are grateful. We commit our service into your hands. We pray that, Lord, may you be present here. May you teach us. May you have mercy on us. Satan, we curse you in this place. The last time Jesus had service, you were there to confuse people. But we pray and we curse you and drive you out of this room. I pray that the power of God and the Spirit of God will touch our hearts and help us to understand the words of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. All right. So, the very first announcement is that our Good Friday miracle service is coming on live at the Accra Sports Stadium. I think it's a nice place to put your hands together. And we are going. All right. We are. Some of you have not. You have watched football being played there, but you haven't been there physically. Okay. So we are going there. Nathan, where you go? You sit by me. So we are going. Adipa, Frances, where you go? Okay. So, oh, Chama, please come and sit here. Today your seat is here. Where is the aeroplane repairer? He's coming. Charlie, you are the one we've been waiting for. Since I told you lead opening prayer. Hey, come and sit here. Either come and sit here. Since I told you lead opening, I tell you. Last Sunday we had a meeting. I told you lead opening prayer for the Saturday service. It came late. Oh, I'm sorry, penny for front seat. I said front seat. You repair aeroplane. How do we give you back seat? It's disrespect. Oh, Joey. Joey is in the other church. Tell Joey that they are looking for her. Do you see? So, we are going in our numbers. Okay? And don't let anybody tell that when you go, you get lost. If you get lost, we'll find you. If they find you, they'll send you to a nearest police station. They'll call my number. And I'll come and pick you. It's not a problem. Okay? So, I want everybody to participate, everybody to make it a point. Okay, where is Shelly? Where is Oxybel? Oxybel. So if you say he didn't come, you are not speaking. I know he didn't come. That's why I'm asking where he is. Where is he? Why have you left the house? He's there. You have left him. So your thinking is not right. Your thinking has never helped you. Why are you thinking I thought he would come? What mark do you get in mass that we are all depending on your thinking? All of us are depending on your thinking. You thought he will come. Your thought has not helped us in any way. If I say this card, will say I've insulted you. Hey, Chama, move to the left in the name of Jesus. You see, when you come late like this, you are confused. Come and sit with the church elders. Come and sandwich them. Hey, this secondary school people went and came back. Everything has changed. I'm telling you. Those who come late are coming late very seriously. Those who are singing your barrels, all of them, they're out here. Hey, Juanita, at TV. This is your school day. I can't visit you. Because if I come and I don't speak good grammar, then I'm not the one. Sorry, Penny for. Hey, this way. Penny for there. Na secondary school no ene na yi anase enye help Priscilla, please help me. Please remove the microphone from the LP's chair. LP is the carry first lady in the bag. I'm telling you, and because you just came. Amen. So we are on the topic of prayer. Everybody say prayer. Yes. And One thing, unfortunately, about prayer is that you have to do it yourself. Shall I say it again? You have to do it yourself. There are things people can do for you. Even there are times that we pray for you. But if you are looking for a serious answer, then you got to pray for yourself. Okay? And I know that as you are Christians, it's one of the things you'll be hearing or you have been hearing that God answers prayers. How many of you have heard it before? Since you became Christian, you have God answers prayer. If you have been in church for a while, you would have heard that statement that God answers prayers. It is not a cliche. It's true. God actually answers prayers. Do you understand? God answers. He does answers prayers. Every prayer is a tablet for you. It's a tablet for you. It's for you. Uh-huh. Oh, Abigail, please, this way. You have tablet. Please, this way. Uh-huh. Hurry up. And when they are taking pictures and put on the internet, they will not see that my church is poor people. At least our people have tablets. This area, tablet people. It's you that you are holding Gideon's International. It's you. Change. I think LPKLS Lane also is not bad. It's not bad. LP Harriet, your area there, paper. But may the Lord prosper. Hey, Adipa, you have one tablet. It's working. But the main area, the rich area in Trasaco, this area. Hey! As I'm talking, you stand up from there. So this is your paper Bible. God answers prayers. These people, they don't have anything. Even the paper Bible, they don't have it. But they also want to go to heaven with us. This same heaven we are going, they also want to go. Look at him. But Mr. Ewu is in the house. Why are you not clapping? Mr. Ewu is in the house. It's today I realized that he was not a student of Motown, Mawuli Secondary. So Mr. Ewu, please come and give us greetings. Last week you were not here. Last week you were not here. The people who came last week, they gave greetings. So I think it's just appropriate that. Who else wasn't here? Felix, you also not here last week. Princess, you also not here last week. Please come and give us greetings. Where is the microphone? Give me microphone, please. Please hurry up. No, this thing, we stop wearing it too. Or your school. The corona is still in your school. Achu, I beg you. I beg. Tanahasi. Amen. So, princess, come. Princess, come. Felix, you to come on the stage. You give us greetings from your school. May I have time? Great. Hey, which school did you attend? Eh? And then, if you say the I-Stack or Stack, Kisket, I don't know. You just have to mention the name of your school. Eh? Ogwase. Eh? What's it then? Bra, stage, you know, so. It's a boy, it's normal, a tall, girl, so, it's a body, not bad. I quite be free, I go school. Oh! Mrs. The school, you have to change your school, because the school, no. Yes, Mr. Unkasa, you mention your name, the school you are coming from, and then what you have learned in the school so far. Remove these marks and let the girl see your fine face. Hurry up and let's preach. Allah, fanboy in the booty.
Good morning.
Oh, morning. We say hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. Oh, give me stay when somebody who controls sound and now he's about to use microphone and the. Hallelujah. Two. Kofi, go and give the sound. Amen. Kofi, do sound.
Amen.
Oh, Ms. Ewu, you come. They'll do the sound for you. Please, you come. We are very sorry for the inconvenience. Hey, you people, you are not good, though. See your sisters, they are laughing at you. Don't mind them. Just be here. Hallelujah. Two. Please test your microphone.
Amen.
Uh-huh, please. Very good. Please,
hallelujah.
Amen.
My name is Winfred.
Kofi, don't bring your preset things here. Prisake Ghana in the control room. You should leave there. Give Maoli people sound. Yes, Maoli.
My name is
Sweke, the voice. Twaso.
My name is Winfrede Hun.
Yeah, please talk because people listen to our podcast. When they are listening, maybe you don't know somebody's listening from Canada. Do you understand? Then they'll say, who is that, Mr. Hun? Then you get application to study. Yeah, tell them that when you were in JHS, you were a cadet. All this is important. It will help to boost your this thing, your value. Uh-huh.
My name is Winfrede Hun, and my school.
You see, today when somebody's turn, the person is talking. You see how you are feeling with the sound. Yes, please, we are sorry.
My school is Maoli Senior High School.
Maoli Senior High School, okay.
And I'm giving you greetings from there.
Okay. What's your school motto?
Head, heart, hand.
Head, heart, hand. Kela, you clap. It's a boys' school. You can't go there. You can't. It's a boys' school. It's mixed. Oh, Maoli is mixed. Ah, so you have a school mother? Yeah, you don't have a school sister.
I don't do this.
You don't do. Hey, he said doesn't do those things. Hey. Okay, no problem, no problem. Well, yeah, here it's 3 years. We have now done first time, so things will change with time. Yes. What has been your experience so far in Maoli? Maoli's mix. Yes.
Yeah, for the dining food too. Uh-huh. It's somehow terrible.
Hey. Dining food is terrible.
The first time I went, I saw house flies at the food. So.
Hey! We change your school.
Daddy, I got discouraged. So
you don't eat dining food again?
I do.
You do, huh?
Not regularly.
Okay. That's in the room. They are mutual kakra, January kofaho. The seniors, were they beating?
Oh, no. They don't beat.
They don't beat. Oh, okay.
But the punishment, there.
Yeah. It's real. Real punishment. You weed, you scrub.
You scrub.
Uh-huh. So now you can scrub.
Oh, yeah.
First, Wendy has been scrubbing and things. So you now wash your own things. You see, the powerful effect of secondary school. It makes you wash, you scrub. You can do, you lay on your own bed. First, it was Wendy was doing all these things for you, sweet sister. Now there she's no there also. You do your own thing. Mm. So what have you learned so far? What can you say has changed about your life since you went to this secondary school? This Maoli.
Okay. I've become more summer hardworking than I used to be.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've become more hardworking. So these years you have come there, you win more souls before you go.
Okay.
Ready to work. It's a year of work. I see. So when are you going back?
13th May.
13th May. Okay. Give it to the only girl among you people. Remove these pampers. Hurry up. I'm now coming to preach. Last week, this is the same thing they took all my time.
My name is Princess Awaga. And the name of my school is St. Catherine Girls.
St. Catherine Girls. It looks like a hospital. St. Catherine. St. Lucy. I don't know if you remember St. Lucy. Where we send you, yes. St. Catherine. Where is it?
It's located at Agbakove in the Volta Ridge.
Hey, Agbakove. It's where? Where?
Ecowas Highway.
Ecowas Highway, loose English language. The other name you mentioned that we didn't hear well. Mention that one. Agbakove. 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 Come on for the. Agbakove. The Sogan Kofa. Hey, yesterday, last week when you were doing your school here, nobody said anything. Allow princess to talk. Yes. Agbekoha is where? Volta. Which part of Volta?
Ho is here.
After Sogan Kofa area.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we'll pass your school, Ziko. We'll get to Ziko.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, then it's just here. Uh-huh. What have you learned about what have you learned or what has been your experience Oh, fast. There are people who
learns
talk.
How to talk.
How to talk. I can see that it's working. It's working. All the girls' school, they teach them how to talk, how to walk. It's a girls' school. Ah, first year, basa, like this. And now dear, catwalk. La.
How to do things on my own.
It's a girls' school.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have this school father nonsense school father things. You don't have it. Yes, dining is the main thing. That is the main. Hey, come back. Aeroplane repairer, come back. Aerospace engineer. Yes.
Because my school is a Catholic school.
Oh, so it's a Catholic school.
Nice.
The den is nice. Yes. Oh, Kela, I think you are taking note too. Look, the school I'll send you, the school I'll send you. The day I'm going to the school, I'll drive you to the school. I'll drive you to the school. And I'll tell them, you go to me school, you see. Yes.
The name of my motto is Reformer Mini.
Eh?
Reformer Mini.
Informer mini.
Reformer mini.
Reformer mini. It's Latin.
Yes.
It means what?
To be transformed.
To be transformed. Mumba musem. Oh, reformer mini. So he said that dining is okay. What are the food you eat during dining?
Sometimes porridge.
Porridge.
Rice porridge.
That's rice water.
Yes.
Rice water. The rice porridge.
Watch it.
Tom Brown.
Yes.
Tom Brown.
But the food is.
I mean, when they mention Tom Brown, then your heart comes. It's like, no. But where did I pass? Your Tom Brown, is it white? Tom White or Tom Brown? You can see that it's brown.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But we
okay.
use salty water, so.
Salty
water.
Salty water to do what?
To cook the food, because where we. The
you
area,
are closer to the sea?
Yes.
Ah, so everything is salt, okay. salt. Everybody has a problem. This school that they're done is good, but the water is not good. I see. So what have you learned so far? You have learned how to walk, but can you see that you have changed? Has the school changed you?
Yes.
Has changed you. Small. You are continuing changing small.
Yes.
All right, give it to Felix. Felix. Honorable. Oh, Mr. Wu, you can go.
My name is Felix Adukun.
We know the name. Felix. Felix. For the purpose of the podcast, people. Felix, yeah.
I school at Aveyi Mebato.
Aveime Bato, Aveime. Today it looks like the Ewe selection. Yes.
I offer BC.
What?
I offer BC.
BC, I didn't know BC.
Build it.
All of us, he will build our houses for us. BC. Building construction technology. Let me say, Aerofero, he knows everything. Encyclopedia, yes. Your school, how far?
But the dining,
go there. Oh, talking to the microphone.
It's not good. The dining is not good.
What makes it not good?
As for the bank, you can bounce it on the floor.
You can bounce the bank on the floor. Is that mixed school?
Yes.
Mix.
Yes.
So there are girls also doing building.
Yes.
Okay. And what are some of the courses you do?
Visual arts.
You do visual arts.
Science. Language.
Okay. And all those things. What's your school motto?
Hands and brains.
But this one, Mr. Lewis, hands, heart, and mind. It's like the Ewepo, they like hand, head. Fioko. You want to confuse pastor. Oh, shame on you. Yes. What has changed? You have school father?
Yes.
You have school father, real school father?
Yes.
That means you have school mother too?
Yes.
Ah! Then you have school sister?
Yes.
Allah, it's working.
When I went to school, I learned how to read.
How to weed? First, you don't weed.
No.
You didn't even know how to hook atlas.
No.
But now you can weed.
Yes.
You wash your own things.
Yes.
Okay. What else do you do on your own?
I know how to do anything.
You learn how to wake up early.
Yes.
After BEC, people were not waking up early. Wake up late. Now, they're 4:30 sharp. Nobody wakes you up. You yourself, you wake up.
Yes.
Nice one. So you go to church.
Yes. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday, people go to church. Okay, give it to Chama.
Amen.
Master, you know, but where do you know? Send our kind, amen. As if you are the one coming to preach. Stand here. Yes.
My name is Benjamin Achi.
Benjamin, yes.
And the school.
Share congregation in Nakasa. Turn you oversized share to be our share. And so all of you came oversized. Yes.
I offer BC.
BC, used to building. The same different schools, but you also do BC. Okay. Mm. What's the motto of your school?
Brighten the corner where you are.
Ah! As somebody said this thing last week. Somebody was Brighton. Some school B was Brighton. Some corner B. Somebody was Brighton some corner last week. Or a secondary school there, the motor car. Oh, ah. Abigail, it's not you that you were Brighton the corner. Felicia came with who? And some guys. Yeah, okay.
And the school is located at Akimodan.
Akimodan, okay. I think the same school. It's the same school, this Brighton. Aztec. What's the full meaning of the Aztec now?
Akwasu Senior.
Akwasu? Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's the problem in the school? Dining. Is it dining? Your problem is also dining?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about the dining.
Sometimes there's no...
Sure, hold the mic. You are not a rapper. You are not Sir Akodie. Hold the mic like the way pastor is holding the mic and talk.
Sometimes there's no salt in the food.
There's no salt in the food.
Yeah.
People have more salt because they say by the sea. You two are secondary school. Come and also give us greetings from your school. Gwen, wear your shoe. Yes. Wear your shoe. Where's your shoe? Wear it before you come here. Yes. Oh, I have to preach.
And for the porridge, also no sugar.
So you use your own sugar?
Yes.
Or you send your own sugar to the dining hall?
Yes.
Why are they both doing this? Achu, you don't go to school in Ghana, eh? I'll send you to Canada. Ah! No, I'll send you to Harvard Senior High, eh? Oh, Canada, why? Oh, you don't go to school in Accra. Go call back there, I'll be phone. You're all suffering, though. I see. So what have you learned? How has the school changed you?
Now I know how to weed.
You can weed. How to wake up early. I think the weeding and the wake up early is good for the boys.
Yes.
Working. The girls, do you weed?
Sometimes.
Only your school, if man that you weed. But it's good. Girls, you must learn how to weed. It's also important. Okay, so give it to Chama. Your name?
My name is Bernard.
Bernard.
Yes, please.
Which school?
St. Martin's.
St. Martin, where is it?
Hi, it's Awam.
It's Awam, okay. What's the school motto?
Sapientia Divitis Melior.
Hey, say again.
Sapientia Divitis Melior.
Which means what?
Success is better than riches.
Success is better than riches. Then people should stop the school. But we are all going to school because of money. Okay, so what you want to talk about? Dining?
Yes, please. The beans, eh?
Gobe, so people, you eat gobe?
Yeah.
Is it gobe that we know? It's a different type of gobe.
This one is different.
Oh, okay. What makes it different?
The Jamaica one. Yes. makes it different is that when the siren is round for dining, they pour the beans in a boiled like water.
They're not going to...
Speak into the mic. They pour the beans in hot water.
Yes, they're not going to cook it for us. Just like that.
So, are you sure? Talking to the mic. Are you seeing the mic?
Separate. So, when they hear dining time, please, Papa, they'll give it to us. So, the beans is hard. It's just...
I see. So, how's the school change your life? Has your life changed?
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Foolish boy, go and sit down. Mercy. Achu, you won't go to school in Accra, in Ghana, eh? I'll send you to a different place. Amen. So you see, all these are Master, come and sit down here. If you come late, don't go enter the control room. If you come late from the way you come late, come and sit here. Don't enter control room. You see, so all these things are supposed to enhance your life. Okay? They are supposed to change things about you. You wake up early. Some time ago, if we talk about waking up early, you will be cursing us. But now, you are able to wake up early. And it will not end there. So many things are going to change about you. Amen. Beautiful. So I was on the topic of prayer, and we're talking about prayer, and I was saying that it is very important as a young person or a young Christian growing up to learn how to pray. It is one of the requirements. It is one of the things you must know how to do. How to pray. Look, as a girl coming up, okay, you must learn how to cook. Especially in our culture as Ghanaians, as a girl, you must know how to cook. Very important. In our culture as Ghanaians, if you can't cook, you are a girl, you can't cook, then you are becoming a social misfit. You cannot fit into society. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. So, just as that is important, it is also important as a young Christian growing up to learn how to pray. And from last 2 weeks to last week, I've been pointing out scriptures in the Bible that is suggesting, okay, that God says that when you call on me, I will answer you. If somebody says that, come to my house at 4 a.m., I will be there. It's a very serious statement. The person is giving you assurance that I will be there. So when somebody says, call on me and I will answer you, it's a great assurance in itself. And I'm saying that all of us don't pray because, number one, whatever you need, you receive them. So you don't see the importance to pray. Whatever you need this morning, there are so many things you don't think about. What I think about as a father, you don't think about as a child. No. You don't care. My two boys who are in IHH, they don't care how they'll go home today. Whether car is not sport, whether it's rainy, it is not. All they know is that they will not sleep here today. Do you understand? But it is mind thinking. So because you get everything you want, most of the time you don't pray. However, your school fees come, whether there is money or there is no money to pay off, you don't care. If they sack your school fees, you come home. You come home. But you get to a stage of your life that you will start praying for school fees. And at that stage of your life, you are paying the school fees for yourself. That one, you don't pray. You don't even wait for anybody to tell you to pray or not to pray. Are you still here with me? So last week, I started about talking to you steps to effective prayer. Steps. The steps that will make you receive 100% answered prayer. What was the first point I gave you? Pray yourself. Listen, anything you do yourself is far better. Yeah. Do you know there are people, when others wash for them, they can't wear? You don't understand? When people wash for them, they don't like. They have to wash their own clothes before they know that it has been washed. Some of us, we don't care who washes it. As they say it is washed, so shall we wear it. There are people who don't like things being done for them. So I want to encourage you that if your prayer must be effective, if you are looking for result, then you must learn, Priscilla, how to pray yourself. I think it's very clear. Pray yourself and somebody praying for you, there are two different things. Look, in the world of nutrition, we will teach you that the woman who is selling the food outside that you are going to buy, she wants to make profit. So anything she will do to make profit, she will do. But when you are cooking the food in your house to eat, you are not making profit. You are looking for healthy diet. The one selling is not interested in your health. The people who sell the cocoa, they sell the wache, kenke, but they are not interested in your health. None of them, they are interested in their money, the profits they will make. That's why they can use the same oil to fry from morning to evening and use it again the following day. If they are thinking about your health, my house, we don't use oil twice. You fry, finish, you throw it away. It's because of where I'm coming from and the understanding I have. This morning I saw one of our pastors pass and I called him. He has put on weight. The stomach has come. I said, come. He came. I said, I'm worried about you. He started laughing. I said, where I am standing and where I'm coming from, when as I've seen your stomach becoming like somebody who is in his first trimester or second trimester pregnancy, I'm worried. But he as he's standing there, he's not worried. So I started telling him that, look, reduce this. Don't eat this. Reduce this. Eat like this. He was looking at my face. He can't. Don't eat after this time. I started. My nutrition things came suddenly. But he doesn't understand. So when I say that, when I use oil once in my house, I throw it out. I say, hey, the reverend has money. Huh? That's how your mind is working, because you are profit-oriented. Your profit already. If I start to explain to you oil, using oil more than once or more than twice, whatever, you won't eat kelewele outside again. You eat buffalo again. You eat fried yam. Anything they fry outside, you eat again. If I start to explain to you, you never eat again. You rather go, instead of going for fried fish, you go for roasted fish. You go for grilled fish. You choose that one. If I go to events and there's tilapia, grilled tilapia, fried tilapia, I'll choose grilled tilapia. So because the person is profit-minded, okay, it has actually changed the person's mindset about so many things. When you are doing the thing yourself, your mind is different. I am praying to you. See, have you been in that desperate situation that you are? Look, everybody's school has come. Only you, your school have not come. You are now coming to call me. Reverend, remember me in prayers. No, it's not that time that I remember you in prayers. That time you alone, you lock up yourself and you begin to pray. If you have never prayed before, you are in an aircraft. And the pilot has announced that the way things are going, you are not come to tell me that I should remember you in prayers. Meaning, I should remember you in prayers. It is around that time that you have to turn yourself into a prayer warrior and pray yourself. There are things you must do yourself for you to have effective answers to your prayers. Boris, you must learn to pray yourself. Number two. Quickly, number two is a new step that we are going. Number two, to receive 100% answer prayer, pray to the Father. Pray to the who? To the Father. Listen, our prayers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is God that will answer your prayers. Who? We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These three, they are one. God, do you understand? God is the one who will answer your prayers. There are people who pray through Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Come and see. You see, if you go to good school, this is what will. If you go to good school, this is what will happen. Come and see. Give her the mic. Let us see. Hail Mary. Mauli Secondary School. Make sure the microphone for Archbishop Potter Girls is working. Yes, let's go. Hail Mary. It's still no way. Hail Mary. Full of grace. The Lord is with you.
Blessed are you amongst women.
Blessed are you amongst women.
And blessed blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
And blessed is the womb of thy...
The fruit
of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
Holy Mary.
Mother of God.
Mother of God.
Pray for us sinners.
Pray for us sinners. So this is where the problem is. Pray for us sinners. Mary, no, so the whole prayer, you see, this whole prayer is asking Mary that, Mary, talk to your son. Do you understand? Mary, Mary, kobila aywe, una, unu banu kasa, senya adyei. I'm not sure you understand the whole thing. If there is Jesus, we can go to Jesus. Why do we have to go and pass the mother? And all of you know that at a point we all don't mind our mothers again. Or you don't understand. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. There is Jesus who. Now you are talking to Jesus' mother to talk to the son. Eh? Pray for us sinners. Now you are telling Mary to pray. And the Mary to... Her prayer must be answered before it gets to you. Why don't you go straight to the Father? So the second step to receive an effective answer is to pray to the Father. Let's go to look at John chapter 16, verse 23. John 16, verse 23. Bible said that, and in that day ye shall ask me. Nothing. In that day, ye shall ask me. Ask me. You. There's. How many of you have maids in your homes? You have a maid in your. Okay. Well, you don't have maid. How many of you stay with grandma or grandpa plus your parents? The grandma, grandpa plus your parents. If you need something, you don't go and ask grandma. Grandma, please talk to daddy. That our excursion. You know. Grandma, talk to your son about our excursion. Look, if your father hear that, your father will be angry with you. You are the real son, or you are the daughter. Why do you have to pass the thing through grandma? And those of you who even stay with grandma, with your parents, you can see that your father doesn't mind the mother. Hey, we are coming. This is, so even sometimes you, the child, your words carry more weight than grandma or grandpa who is in the house. So I'm advising you, the step is that pray to the Father. Pray to God. Go to God straight. God, I have come. No, I have come. My problem is A, B, C, D. I have come. Pray to the Father. Nathan, do you understand? You must pray. That's why all our prayers, we start with Heavenly Father. The Lord's Prayer, how do you start it? Our Father, which art in heaven. No. We don't start with our Mary. No. Hey, Hail Mary. When is Mary going to hear the prayer? And Mary is going to say, look, in communication, things change as they move from one person to another. Oh, communication barriers. Clap for International St. Adelaide International School. Yeah. Things change. You see, that's why when you grow up, those of you who have worked with me closely, if you come and you are saying something, I say, go and call the person. No, go and call Emmanuela to come and say the thing herself. This type of they say, it's a lie. It was even Winfrey Cry who said, go and call her to come and say what she said. It ends all ambiguity. Say it yourself. You said it, or say it again. So as issues move from one person to another, it changes. And the Abigail, look, many times she said, go and call this person to come to you. And when she said she won't come to the church again. Then the following week, the person has come. Then they said, you say you come. No, I didn't say that. I said they should go, so I'll come. Things change. Now, you are going to send Mary to his son, her son. By the time Mary is going to the son, the thing has changed. Mary, Akwabi. Was it a friend of Belinda? Was it? Or Pesca di Akwa Eskeshi? No, that's not what you said. You are looking for a sketching money and feeding fee. Because if they pay the sketching money, you go to Kakum, a combat deal. You still. To further. Oh, it's part of the preaching, sister. Sister Emmanuel, how? What? Hail Mary. Are you here with me? Pray to the Father. Look, you see, let me give you a very free advice. If you grow up and you are working at a place, don't let the gate man be your friend. No, this gate man, the canteen woman, no. The most important person is the boss. He should be your friend. And he should be. I'm able to walk into my boss office. I can knock and enter. I'm not afraid of him. I respect, but I'm not afraid of him. No. If I don't go to work tomorrow, I can call him. No. Sir, I beg you, today doesn't look like I can make it. Now you are going to call HR. HR, you first call the gate man, please. Tell the HR that I said the HR will go and tell departmental head to tell. But the time it will get, even you are looking for the boss, can they say he didn't come to work? Then one day they will say, you didn't come to work this day. No, I should be able to call you. Oh, you understand? Yeah. And boys, you see, let me tell you, one of the things that will not make you a bad boy, if you are chasing a girl, the day you go to the girl's house, go straight and go and greet the father. Good morning, sir. That boldness that boldness will not make you a bad boy. Good morning, sir. Priscilla is my friend. I've come to visit her. I said, which bold guy is this? You see, when we were in secondary school, I was very bad, but people didn't know. A lot of people didn't know that I was very. Look, I used to sign Ezeat for my friends. I have a school son. I sign Ezeat for him every Saturday. Then he'll go and bring fufu from. Because they stay in town. So I give him eternal Ezeat. I'll sign Ezeat for him. And I'll tell him that, Charles, pass through the school gate. Don't go and pass bush. No. For you to pass through the gate, it means that you have Ezeat. Or even the gate man will not ask you where you're going. Who has sense that you don't have Ezeat? You come and pass through the gate. So you dress well. And you have to dress well. See, if you dress like this, bevu, they'll say, hey, you've left your hair. Rasta, no. Dress well. Trim your hair. Put on tie. Pass through the gate. Good morning, sir. Away. They'll tell you, make sure you come early. Hey. I used to sign that. There was a day here. I left Central Region to Accra without Ezeat. Look, I dress well. Tuck in, wear tie. Going to the distant gate man. He was not daring to knock his door. I greet. I said, I'm going to Accra. I come. He said, safe journey. He didn't even ask me as yet. So, look, you must make the main person. You're afraid of your father. Your father. No, you see, that's why the title of my conference is called Favorite Child Conference. Look, you must be a favorite child. You should be able to, you see, those last bones, eh? Oh, they don't care. This of all of you, when you are hungry, you send the last one to go and say that he's hungry. Go and tell daddy you are hungry. When we were growing up, some small girl be in the house. We call her Esther. We were all afraid to go and say we're hungry. So we call Esther, go and say you are hungry. Then Esther always said, please, they say, I come and say I'm hungry. They say, I come and say I'm hungry. And sometimes they want to punish us, and they will give her food and they will make her sit there and eat. Or you don't understand the story? You see, if she goes to say she's hungry and they are giving her food, they will give all of us. But sometimes, you see, because she was a child, their mind wasn't working well. So you can say, please. They say, I should come and say that I'm hungry. The day they want to punish us, they'll say, sit down here. And they'll give her food. Then she'll eat alone. Then she'll come back. Come and tell us that she has eaten. that's not the reason we sent you. Boldness. Don't be afraid of God. Look, it doesn't even matter your sin. Whatever sin you have committed, don't be. See, it is that I'm afraid of God. That make people cut off. Like, You see, when you do something bad, then it is not that that is not the time you say that I won't come to church again. No, you are making the grave mistake. Yeah. Last time I was listening to a certain pastor. I said, "Hey, this pastor is wild." He said, "If you go to fornicate, he said, look for tissue and clean the sperms and wear your trousers and come to church." I said, "Hey, it's serious, you see, because it is like the Bible said, it's true. Your sins actually separate you from God. Your sins it separate you from God. So when you see God, like in the house, you have done something bad. You see how you start swerving your parents, and they know you have done the bad thing." You have opened the soup like this and then they enter, they saw you. And they've not called you for any meeting. Up to today, your heart is beating. And they are not saying anything. You can see they've seen you. This one, it's not like somebody went to report and you can say, no, hey, it's not me. This one, when you remove this thing like this, no, then they open the door, then they saw you. At that point, you don't know whether you should put the thing back or you should chew. By me, I'll chew. Right? All beating is beating. If I don't chew and they beat me, they beat me. And then, Mami Jimeni. Oh, Mami Jimeni. So that when they are beating, they beat. I know that they're beating me. But there are some parents, they won't say anything. Watching you. Usually, when it's a father, it's the fathers who don't say anything. The mothers don't make no. Hey! Everybody will come and gather. Imole! 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 They will call you, they will beat you. That one, you know that, hey, they're beating me. By evening time, you know that, I've paid for my sins. And your father, just look at you. That's 10. Silence. Hey! Suddenly, you see, you become a good girl in the house. You go and fetch water, clean the car. They've not said anything by you. You see, don't run away from God. Don't run away from God. Pray to God. Pray. When you are, your prayer should be directed, like those of you, you need school fees, this comfy. Go straight. Daddy, please, we are going for excursion. And they say it cost ABCD. So I came to inform you. No, don't be. You see, if you don't learn how to even communicate to God, your biological parent, some of you, cannot have a meaningful conversation with your parents. You see, and also the society where we are growing up from here, it's like when you have a conversation with people, it looks like you are rude. It's a very bad culture. So when your father comes to sit down, then you stand up and you go. It's like you don't want to have any. No, your father has come. Daddy, welcome. How was your day? You should be able to talk, like say something. Oh, how was your day? Today when I address my boys, you see, and it's also because they've shut you down. Yesterday when we left here, I went, my son came. He said, where is mommy? I said, she's going to school. When the mother came, he said, you went to school. Have you now closed? He was asking the mother said, yes, she has now closed. This morning when the mother, they said, you are going again to school. He said, yes. He said, they will meet at home. I mean, have a meaningful conversation. By you've seen your mother dressing, but you cannot ask her where she's going. Mommy, please. Why you should be able to know where your mother is going. But see, sometimes also the type of mothers we have. Hey, shut up. Adam, me too, Chen. No, Dabi, me too, Chen. Me too, Chen. Unnecessary quarrel. Sometimes poverty. See, can't nifty and baby can cry and say they shut you down near the me too, Chen. Me too, Chen. Me too. When they do you that in 3 times, me too, Chen. Kasabio. Oh, you don't talk again. Some of you can, when you wake up, you don't greet your parents. You can't ask your mother, how are you? Hey, they'll call your auntie right now. You don't respect. You have asked your mother, how are you? Why don't you make a good morning? We'll see, how are you? If you ask your mother, how are you? She'll be able to say, I'm fine. Or I'm not too well today. So you see, you grow up not knowing how to have effective. Say, hey, Rev is coming. Rev is coming. He says, no. That's why you see, most people will say, I don't know what to say. My friend Reverend William, he texted me that one of his church members is in my school. Ness. This girl came to school last year. I've not seen her. Then last week. So I kept telling her, your girl has not come. Then last week I was there, then she came. Rev, please. I'm the one that. Everyone. I said, but I've been teaching your class. I come to your class to lecture. Why don't you come and say, Rev, when if I come, I'll not know what to say. I said, you don't know what to say. Then go back. Look, she stood with me for 10 minutes. We're talking. I said, so the last 10 minutes we're talking. Were you not talking? Yeah, I don't know what to say. Some of you, it's not you don't want to talk to me, but in your mind, you don't know what to say. Don't know what to say. This week, I think it's Priscilla and Abigail. They were WhatsApping me. Granita, where you WhatsApping me this week? You don't know what to say. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. Of course, you don't know. Wonder when I chat. Wonder when I'm chatting with her. Please write PLS. Eja, my father, sir. But they put the rest of the people, they are not talking. So if he is talking, he's using PLS. You know, Eja, it will help me. It will help me. Pray to the Father. He said, in that day, ye shall ask me. The most important person in the house is your father. Oh, you don't understand? Even in RME, as secular as it is, they taught us that the father is the head of the family. The most important person in the house is your father. Why do you want to go and ask your elder sister something? To go and ask your father. When you also have access to your father. No, call my father for me. Several times I've been there. Then my wife will come and say, Fanos, I should call you. So, Chala, how are you? How is school? He says, have you brought homework? He says, yeah. Have you done the homework? He says, yeah. So you are going to sleep. He says, he's watching television so much. And watch more than when sleep. It's communication. Then you corner somebody, please tell daddy that I said I miss him. How do you send this message? You should be bold enough. Coffee, be bold enough to call your father. Tale, what's up? Some of you can't say what's up. See this girl, she's afraid of the father. If I call the father right now, that I talk to the father, you see that she'll be quiet. You see, and you see, if you have that character, you cannot get anything from your father. Put all shyness away. When it's time, Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace. Come boldly. Come with boldness. I've come. This is my problem. You see, I tell people, last time I was with Chifogbe and we're talking, I was telling him something. I told him, look, the thing is, it's two answers. It's yes or no. You understand? It's yes or no. Give me 20 cedis. It's yes or no. I don't have money. Oh, I have. Collect it. You can't, you won't cut my head off. Or, it's yes or no. If you pray and God say you will not answer you, it's up to him. Or, if you pray to, and you see, and it is that, I don't know if you have heard people say that, ima pe kwasiafo. I don't know if you've heard it. That's not the truth. You see, the kwasiafo that they are referring to, they are the bold people. When you have seen nice girl, you are shy. You say, oh, so why, if you saw you will be, and you won't can say me pe. But the one who looks like a question, no, because Charlie, I don't feel you. What's up? Oh, it's a girl. No, so now, what vibe? So if you see that some nice girl is following some foolish boy, you don't know why. And this prime and proper, who said no, a butter on the girl. All is boldness. So it's about who can go and say. Yes, who can go and say? If I go, Charlie, I don't feel you. It's two things. I know they feel you. You understand? It's either we bounce you or we follow you. And if you bounce me, then I move to the next person. You understand? I move to the next person. But you see, also why you won't dignify branch manager of Echo Bank in T. Say, make a girl no back and so on pay me them in cool. So you can see that the guy, he's 36 years, he's not married. He doesn't even have girl. It doesn't have beloved only in America. Because you see, or a bank manager. A bank manager might be can't a girl who say and the girl will say no. Reverend. Then you can't a girl be saying penance on pen me. How will I live in the church? If the girl see me in the church, you feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. It's two answers. Charlie, I check you. What's up? I know they check you. Oh, it be so no pee. Are they? The day they check, make you come. It's like that. It's not because girls like fools. It's the fools in court who go and say. And there's no girl to who come and tell that I like you. If the girl like you, guys, she will come and say. No, she will come and say. It's only few girls that omo die say omo nisu ye she they don't come and tell that Charlie. You say even for them they don't say they do our share. Can I buy you food? Can I buy you lunch? Can I carry your bag? Can I own someone's for share for? But every girl generally have dignity. Uso Philip boy nusu jaru. Hey, oh, where's the end? I see that. That's how I sent her to a middle school, a girl's school. I sent her to middle school. There, hey, she's coming like by this time. She's having SS baggage. Next one. Are you here with me? Number three. What's point number one? Pray yourself. What's point number two? Pray to the Father. And the third point, which I'll close with, is that use the name of Jesus. Use what? The name of Jesus. Listen. There are names that carry power. There are some names, they are called passwords. You understand? Some names are password. Nathan, come. If we stand here right now, I can send you to go to the adult church and call me pastor so and so. That pastor will come right now, even though preaching is going on. Nathan should also send that, he should go and call that same pastor. The one they've sent, if he doesn't take it, will chop slap. You don't understand what I'm trying to say? I've gone to tell Pastor Achu that Nathan say he should come. Hey, who is Nathan? Is he okay? You the one they've sent. You the messenger who is carrying that message. They'll slap you. Why have you come to call? Who is Nathan? But if I say go and call, you say go to the adult church. Tell that Reverend Nick say he should come right. You see that you start climbing the stairs. He has come. I'm calling him. J Church, they're having service. I can send them and go and call me the one preaching. Go and call George for me. Then I say, you should come right now. And you see the response. You come right now. You stop the preaching and come. He will stop. He's preaching. He's talking. He will stop the. You see, he will come in right now. The same person. The same person. Uh-huh. Are you both close? You've not close. I open close. The same person. We should say that they say at the past he should come. You know the answer. He's preaching that he has stopped. As I'm here, they say Bishop is calling me. I just put the microphone down and run and go. I can't be here and preach. He said that some usher say I should come. Then you're the one who's come to call me. You're the one who's come to call me that the usher is calling me. You sit down here till we close. You're afraid. So the name of Jesus. That's why when we pray, you hear that we say, in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Have you heard it before? Yeah. In the name, when your prayer doesn't have in the name of Jesus, I'm sorry for you. The name Jesus carries power. Yeah. That's why we're singing the song, Our God is champion, he reigns forever. How do we start it? There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save. With power to save. There is only one name which has power to save. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, it carries power. John chapter 16, verse 23. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, the same judge, if I say, go and tell him, I say, he should give you 50 CDs right now. He will give you CDs. Should we try it? Should we try it? Go and tell him, I say, he should give you 50 CDs. I say, he should give you 50 CDs to bring to me right now. Quick. And let's be here. And let's say that Abigail to her send that they say, he should give 50 CDs. They will question Abigail's 50 CDs. Yeah. It's nothing, no. It is the name. The name that we use to go and collect the thing. The name. The name. They've given you 50. They've given you 50. I was brought 50 Ghana cedis. The name. the name opened us. Yeah. The name opened us. I thought I'll give you the 50 cedis. The name. You are sleeping in your room and they say your father is calling you. Hey! And you stand up. The one who has built the house is calling you. You will come. It's different from Mami Ya say come. Mami Ya say come. Mami Ya say come. Daddy is calling you. Daddy is calling you. Last 2 weeks, I was dead. I was calling Kimwell. He was not minding me. Then found a way to say, Daddy's calling you. Daddy's calling you. He's calling you. He turned him. He turned his sister. Daddy's calling you. He's like, the one who built the house that we are here is calling you. You are looking elsewhere. Daddy's calling you. Or you understand what I'm trying to say? That Daddy's calling. The name Daddy carries power. Your mother is the one who will give you food. He's calling you. You say you won't come. You sleep like that. Oh, no, you sleep like that. Gate man has called you, are running. The gate man say, come, no. Udimrika. Your father who is paying the gate man there, he has called you, he say, you won't come. Verily, verily, I say, whatsoever ye shall ask the father in my name. Yeah. In my name. Look, that's why... Names have power. The president said, hey. The president said, the minister said, Dr. So and so says, carries power. Hey, you have a rehearsal at church and say, Reverend says, stop the rehearsals. You stop. You have a rehearsal and say, Mami Ya says, stop the rehearsals. Bring the song. Sing again. Who is Mami Ya? It depends on who is saying what. And Jesus is saying that if you want your prayer to be answered, use his name. Who has used somebody's name to go and collect something before? You have used somebody's name to go and... You know that if you go in your name, it won't work. I come in my name. Please, I'm coming to collect rice. Hey! Have you seen any of your classmates? Come on, move from this place. Please, Dr. Sogava has sent me here. He said, oh, Dr. Sogava, please, where is this thing? Drink. We'll add drink. How many? Two drinks. Add. Watch this more. This more. You've collected Dr. Sogava's food. You have used the name. The name carries power. The name. Dr. Sogava. I've come in my name. Please, I've not eaten. You have gone to somebody's word. They say, please, I've not eaten. Which one is the please, I've not eaten? The please, I've not eaten doesn't work for you. You see, and sometimes you have to describe, please, the one getting married, I am the sister's brother's cousin. You see, all is the name. Like, you have to connect to the name. Funeral, you have not eaten. You have not eaten. Why don't you kill the person you have not eaten? Oh, the one who has died. This is his brother-in-law. Oh, sorry. Oh, boss, please sit down, okay? Oh, you see? It is not you, oh. The one who has died, you know. Even sometimes the people who have died, their name carries. So the one who is doing the wedding, the suddenly, they leave all the kebab. Choose your choice. You're having wedding. They say the one who is getting married is the mother. And you are still arguing with her. Ketra. Ubi ayen tuyauka. Ubi ayen tuyauka. That's why people want to show that they know people. There's one girl from Bishop Ogo's church who is in my class. Break time that I finish teaching break time. She'll come and hug me. If the other girls are there, she said, no, this is my father. I say, hey. So the other girls, when they come and they just stand there. UD girl has come. He said, this is my father. You don't know the man. He says he's the father. So one day I was there, then she came to them that one of her classmates say that. So it's like the one, she can't come, but they have to use her name. That please talk to your father. If you say it's your father, talk to you, listen to you, so that at least some door can open. That's how things work. Use the name of Jesus. The name, Bible said, there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Rather than the name Jesus Christ. The name Jesus Christ, it carries power. Why does it carry power? Because of the sacrifice that Jesus has done. Bible said that God has elevated him and has given him a name that is above every name. Mary didn't come to die for us. So her name doesn't carry power. It's Jesus who came to die. Next week is Palm Sunday. Next week is Palm Sunday. The following week, then Jesus has died. We are going for funeral. Next 2 weeks, they call Jesus a year. The man has died. He has come from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show them. And after that, you have died. As you have died, God has given him a name. Nobody has died for anybody's sin apart from Jesus Christ. So that name, it carries power. It carries what? Power. When you are praying, that's why he said, at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. Under heaven, under the sea, on earth, every knee shall... Nobody bows at the mention of Mary. Nobody bows at the mention of Peter. I will mention Peter's name, then we all bow. No. We bow at the mention of the name Jesus Christ. Demons bow. That's why when we are casting demons, we use in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. We don't say blood of Mary. Bloody Mary. No, we don't use blood of Mary. Yeah. We use the name. Look, anything Jesus works. I don't know if you have heard a church, you have passed, you heard a church casting out demons before. Pier. Break. Oh, yes, break loose. Break loose. So those people went to Fantima girls and that. Barros. Break loose. One day, a certain woman called this radio station. You know this type of radio station at dawn that you call, then you say your problem, then the pastor prays for you. Then I be afraid. I say, hello. Prophet, say, yeah. Well, I'm saying, Prophet, patrol me, yeah, say, yeah, yeah. We are saying, Father, we break, we bind, we loose. Echo. Echo. Then my minister, patrol, akakakra. I say, Father, yet the same. Echo. Then my minister, patrol, akakitu. I say, Father, say, next caller. Confirm who does, who cry, yet the same one, my wife, echo. I say, next caller. Father, we break, we bind, we loose. Echo. See, akakakra. Father, you're the same. Echo. I say, I can't get 2 people. I say, Father, sir. Next caller. Uche online also. Yeah. The name of Jesus carries power. The name. Like when you hear the name Jesus, all the songs, most of the songs we sing, you hear the name Jesus. Either the blood of Jesus is inside, the name of Jesus is inside. Something Jesus is inside the name. And the demons, they are afraid. All of us here, and there's a name when they mention you are afraid. There's a name when they mention the name. You are afraid. Because you know that if that person comes there, there must be order. Last Friday, I was at a funeral with my friend Reverend William. Then when we were sitting at the funeral, something happened. He looked at my face, I looked at his face, I said, Bishop Dak has trained us for... I think it was time for offering. And they brought the bowls out for the offering, but we can't find the bowls. For about 20 minutes, we were all holding our offering. Then we said, this thing won't happen in UD. No, it won't happen in UD. It won't happen in UD. We said, Bishop Dak has opened our eyes. He has opened our eyes. I pray for you. That may you use the name of Jesus. Use it. If they say there's a cream, if you use it, your headache will go away. You use. All of you, if they say there's a cream, if you're about to write exam, if you do like this, you remember everything. Hey! You use that cream. You all use it. Even there are some people, they believe that in the morning when their children are going to school, they put their hand in anointing oil, then they'll do cross. If you like, don't come and do it. No, if you like, don't come and do it. Hey, my grandmother, she went to Nigeria, she went to bring some holy water. Hey, that holy water you cough, you drink. You want to say, please, my head, hey, add it to the water you drink. You drink it right now. You cough small. Hey, tuberculosis, drink it. Oh, it looks like diarrhea. Hey, Mufan frack. Oh, they're the best frack ice water. Sisia, Obenum, Sisia. Holy water. If there is something which is a cure, you will all try and use it. So I pray. Number one, pray for yourself or pray yourself. Number two, pray to the Father. Don't use the back door. I'm telling you, see, this back door, it doesn't work. If you know the boss, go to the boss. Like this girl I was saying that she was from Bishop Ogo's church. When it was time for admission, I don't think she was in UD. Admission came, her name was not there. I just walked to the principal's office and said, say, this girl, she attends our church. Please add her name. They added her name. Now you go and say, please, you see this girl, she's like my cousin's, yes, my bishop, the cousin's, cousins, sisters, brothers, uncles, friends, daughter. You see, and the mother has died. You see, so people want to tell. See, like, so the mother has died. So all her family people have died. She's the only one who is living. So because of that, you see, if we don't let her go to the school, some boy is chasing her. If we don't let her go to school, she'll be pregnant by next week. Then you say, okay, me right now, I don't know. So maybe I'll talk to the principal secretary. We'll go and see the secretary. Then we'll explain the matter. I don't have power unless we speak to the principal's PA. Then talk to, before they will get to principal. But do you think that if you know the principal, you jump this one. Boss, this girl, I go to church with her and her name is not Pat, please. I don't even have to explain whether her father has died, she'll be pregnant next year. Or you just have to say, please, I beg, this is my girl, please add her. And it works out. When I was sending Namumu, Namumu came for interview. I was sitting down. Then they asked her a question. She couldn't answer the question. She was sitting somewhere at the gate. I was sitting here. They asked her the question. She didn't answer. She said, Rev, I don't know. Me, I wasn't part of the point. I asked her the question. She said, Rev, me, I don't know the question. Then the people said, Osafo, you might know. I said, she's my church member. They said, stand up and go. She's my church member. I'm part of you people. We are doing that. And I said, she's my church member. Stand up and go. They said, she should come to school. But do you think if you don't know me, will you know I'm a reverend? No, you know I'm a reverend. But she said that as she was coming, she knows that Charlie, look, if I go and ask the time, I don't know. My pastor is there. As my pastor is there, yes, I yell. You enter the room, suddenly you look through or you have seen your father. You'll be comforted. My father is here. No, my father is here. You have gone to a place, they are sharing the food. No, like, people are struggling to get the food. He said, the one sharing the food is your classmate. Some come, they were sharing food. No, we all saw George. We're conference. Ah, so to Cathedral, we are sorted. Chief Day, Kudus Day. It's like we are gonna go to play match and Kudus has come. Kudus Day. One day, some pastors they went for a conference. When they entered the conference, they said they will fast. They didn't tell them. They fasted Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they dry. Then Thursday, they broke the fast. When they were breaking the fast, they will give you two ladles. People, you say ladles. Two ladles of rice. Ladles. This Central Region girls could do spoilers. So two ladles. Pastor, he has fasted from Monday up to Thursday. They gave him two ladles. If you come too late, you go. Pastor, too, you can't say the food is not enough. So, Eja, when they give you, just go. So, it was the turn of a certain pastor. When he got there and said, Fosty. The Fosty who is serving the food is the pastor's classmate. Oh, Fosty, it's been well. One lady. It's been two ladies. Oh, so why are you now three ladies? Oh, you are a pastor, four ladies. I feel the pastor who said, please don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. Now, the one behind the pastor, he know that me, the one share two ladies. Yeah, that, the so when he got there, he said, Fosty, embarrass me. The way things are going, just embarrass me because these two ladies, you know, I cannot. It won't catch me. Just me, they embarrass me. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. It carries power. If you don't know what to say, just be saying, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just that name. In the name of Jesus. It carries so much power. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Yes. There is only one name. Lift up your hands. There is only one name. With power to save, our God is champion. Our God is champion. He reigns forever. Forevermore. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much this afternoon. Father, we pray that the spirit of prayer will come upon us. Help us to pray. Teach us to pray. May we not be young people who do not pray. But Lord, bring us to a point where we will recognize and know the importance of prayer. I pray that, Lord, may all of us live a praying life. And Lord, when we call on you, like you have said and assured us, you said you will answer us. When we call on you, Father, answer us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, your clapping is very weak. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. All right.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.